Let me introduce to you P.J. Joseph from Bidar, Karnataka, India. P.J. has been traveling in the United States for 2 months now, preaching all over the country. He just came from Phoenix yesterday, and he's on his way to West Virginia tonight, and then on to Virginia, and then on to Ohio, and where else, I don't know. P.J. speaks 7 languages. He's only going to talk in one today, I hope. P.J. is a dynamic and effective preacher. I have seen him preach in a way that you could hear about in the parking lot. And he has been very effective of bringing people to Christ. He alone has baptized over 600 denominational ministers, bringing them from denominations into the churches of Christ, and he's baptized over thousands of people. He's a member of a team that last year baptized over 370,000 people, and since 1979 has baptized over 4 million. So his statistics are overwhelming. He's been my friend and brother for about 12 years now, and we've had lots of adventures together. So P.J. is speaking from experience when he talks to us.
Thank you, sir. Good morning, brothers and sisters. Good morning. And I wish you happy Father's Day, those who are fathers and those who are becoming a father. Okay? So God has given this opportunity to stand before you and speak about the Word of God. So I thank, special thanks to all the church members, elders and deacons and ministers and all the members and brothers and sisters who has given this opportunity to share the Word of God. This time, before I go my message, I want to announce few things. I have some handouts. So what we are doing in India, I don't have time to explain all those things from the pulpit. So we have handouts outside, one basket is there. So what we are doing, so kindly feel free to take one of these and please study. If you are willing and happily, you can help us, the donations, to do the mission work in India. This year, special need for us in India, the Bibles. So our project is Bibles. So one Bible, reference Bible, cost us $4. Here I don't know how much the Bible costs, the English Bible, like more than $4. So we need Bibles to India. This is my focus. Wherever I'm going, the USA, I'm raising funds for the Bibles. You may help other things also. We have in the brochures we have mentioned, then main thing is Bibles. So why I have need for Bibles means, one of our congregation lady, the poor lady, we have given her one Bible. We took that Bible, then after two months, you know, see, Bible is like wearing, torn out, pages are missing. Then our preacher asked that widow lady, "Sister, what happened to your Bible?" She told that preacher, "Many my friends, sisters, they don't have any Bible. I am taking John's Gospel, Matthew's Gospel, to give that Bible to all the my friends' ladies." She left only little Bible. We have given big Bible, but she was distributing the Bible to her friends. This is the need in India. My friends, please help us to buy a Bible. This is my kind request to you all. So because today is the Father's Day, I don't want to take your much time. So I don't have watch in my hand, but I have watch in the phone. In front of me, one watch is there. Okay, which one is works better, I don't know. Okay? So today is the great Father's Day. We are all enjoying as fathers. When we are all young, you know, we are boys, we are teenagers, and we become fathers. Many teenagers, many boys, they are going to become fathers one day. That's a great thing. Fathers have a great job to take care of their families. I'll come to that lesson after 1 minute. Today is the Father's Day. We have to be happy. And God has blessed. God is our Father. Jesus is our Father. This worldly father can help us 90 years. Worldly father's wealth can help us 91 years, maybe 100 years, maybe 101 years. But our heavenly Father who came down and he loved us, he died for us because he dies because we live. That Jesus is our eternal Father. Dear friends, this morning, Jesus is our eternal Father. We fathers here to take care of our children, our wives, only few years. That's all. After that, no. When Jesus calls, we are going, you know, we are sleeping in the Lord. That's it. No. For us, that's the end. But those in Christ, we live the Heavenly Father forever and ever. Not only the 91 years, not only 100 years, but many more thousands of years, it is forever with the Father. Are you ready? Fathers, are you ready to go to Heavenly Father whenever He calls you? You have to prepare here to go to Father. We have to prepare here to go to Father. We have to obey His gospel. Why? Because He died for us. He loved for us. He redeemed for us from our sins. He given wealth. He has given good health and knowledge to live in this world. Today, the great Father's Day, we have to remember our everlasting Father, Lord Jesus Christ. Before He go to the cross, He told His disciples, I am going to prepare a house for you, place for you, mansions. I will come again and I will take you there where I am. Dear brothers and sisters, we are going to be there forever and ever. The Psalms, this one verse I want to give, the Psalms 139, fifth verse, you know. Our Father is hiding us, front of us and behind, no? The hedge, He is loving us. Psalm 139, 5. He was, our Heavenly Father, putting His hand upon us. In the troubles, in the sorrows, He helping us. Can we love that Father and follow Him? Today's message, I've chosen to follow Jesus. We have to follow Jesus. Why we have to follow Jesus? That's the great question. Why we have to follow Jesus? What is the use of following Jesus? Because Jesus has life. Because He has life, we have to follow. If sometimes we are in sick condition, where we will go? We will go to the hospital. Why we go to hospitals? We need life back to live. We rush to the hospital. We will pay whatever the bill they charge us because we need life. Dear brothers and sisters, today, if you follow Jesus, dear fathers, you follow Jesus, you have life in Lord Jesus Christ. Then secondly, He has the power to forgive your sin and my sin. He has the power to forgive your sin and my sin. We have to remember this. After forgiveness, He gives life in this world. After finishing our journey in this world, He has eternal life also. Eternal life. It is forever and ever. Dear friends, we have to follow Him because He is our Father. Why we have to follow Jesus? Because He has redeemed us. He has redeemed us. We have to follow Him. In the New Testament, one man followed Jesus. He is busy with his profession work to take care of his family. He is busy with working with colleagues, his friends, to take care of the family and feed his family. I know you all very familiar with this passage, Luke Gospel chapter 5 verses 1 to 11. Here we see one father is struggling for his family. His name was Peter. He was making money or taking care of the family by fishing. So all the father jobs, many fathers, they will work in the office, in the attorneys, you know, in the IT cities, and some are doctors. So many jobs we will do as fathers to taking care of our family, to feed our family. Dear friends, here we see, and the Sea of near the Sea of Galilee, in the Sea of Galilee, Peter was fishing along with his friends, you know, son of Zebedee. He is fishing. He was fishing, and he is expert in fishing, and he went for fishing whole night. He tried, but he has not catched single fish. He was worrying, what to do? What about my family? I am a father of that family. I have to look after my children. I have to take care of my wife. What about today's food? No fishes. This father is depressed and worrying, what to do now? They're washing their nets. Here comes, He is the spiritual heavenly Father. Many multitudes of people are following Lord Jesus Christ. He don't have any time to rest. He came to by the Sea of Galilee. Many people have followed Him to Lord Jesus. And here is one interesting thing that's taking place, you know. Jesus saw the two boats there by the sea. Jesus, the chosen, the Simon's Peter boat. Told Simon, go a little bit further in the sea. And they went. Jesus was sitting in Simon's boat and preaching the multitudes, people. Matthew chapter 13, chapter he was preaching from the boat. Dear brothers and sisters, in those days, there is no microphone, you know. In the water, if we go a little bit inside the water and speak from the water, the echo sound will come back to the shore. So Jesus used the Simon Peter boat as his pulpit. Dear brothers and sisters, in India and many places, many like me, preachers, they don't like to preach in the valleys and, you know, in the more remote places, in the houses or in the jungle. They want always the pulpit, good pulpit. Everything should be set up. But here we see Jesus as preaching from the boat. He made Simon Peter boat as his pulpit. Dear friends, why? Because the father has to take care of the family. He knows what Peter he has to do here, the father's job. He don't have any money. He is worrying. He is thinking about his family. Here comes Jesus to help the Simon Peter. Why? Because Jesus is God. Jesus knows everything. I may be not knowing your thoughts. I may be not knowing your bank balance, but Jesus knows. You are not knowing my bank balance, but Jesus knows. Because He is God, the Father in the flesh. The Peter's trouble, Jesus knows. In that day, he fell. He is thinking, oh, I failed to take care of my family as a father. He was depressed and thinking. In the same time, Jesus knew the Peter thoughts and came over to help him. Dear brothers and sisters, are you your home? As a father, are your boat, are your things, means to give to Lord Jesus Christ for His ministry? If you are not giving, also He knows. If you are rejecting, no, I don't want to give anything or any money or any help to anybody, He knows. He knows. Dear friends, here I don't want to take much time. The Peters told, you know, conversation with Jesus after the finishing message. Peter and Jesus, they are talking each other. Peter, what do you need? Yes, Master, we tried all night, but we have not catch single fish. I see, that's good. You don't have any money to buy food for your wife? The things, you know. Peter was the thinking, you know, if I have money, I can go to my home. I can make my wife very happy. If I bring some food or clothing and good money, the check, bank balance, new car, or like that, you know, some people in this world, we think like that. Peter also thinking the same thing. If I go to my house, my wife will call me, come honey, with a happy smiling face. If I don't have any food or money for children, what she is going to tell me? I think Peter is thinking she is afraid of her wife, children, you know. Why I can go to my empty hand? If you go to empty hand, you are to wife is not much happy. No. If you go full of money, full of jewelries and good things and food, your wife is very happy. Oh honey, I love you very much. Oh good, you loved me very much. But Peter don't have anything to take care of his family as a father. Dear friends, Peter and Jesus and talking each other. He's telling, I tried all night. I have not caught single fish. Don't worry, Peter. I'm here to help you. Go a little further. Now you cast the net. Oh, what is this? What is this? You look here, dear friends, brothers and sisters. Jesus is a carpenter. Peter is a fisherman. Is the big difference. Carpenter is telling the fisherman to fish. Peter know how to fish. Where the many fishes are there, where how the good fishes are there, he knows. You know? Just I'm thinking like general terms, you know. The fisherman knows where the big fish are. Fishes are there in the sea, in the ocean. Now how does Jesus know? He's a son of carpenter. He worked 30 years as a carpentry work along with his father and mother. But one thing I want to tell you, brothers and sisters, Jesus is the God. He is the knowing God. He is the knowing Father. He knows everything. Peter didn't tell Jesus, no, you are only me. Why are you telling me like this? You have to put the cast the net. I tried. But nevertheless, this is not my will. No, that's not my will. I tried, I knew everything. I knew everything. But this is not my word, because your word, I am going to catch a fish. I am going to cast the net. When Peter obeyed the Jesus word, he got the blessings. Dear friends, many fathers, sometimes they don't have any job. Many fathers don't have any money. Don't worry about that. Many fathers, they will tell you, their children, you go and work for yourself. That's good. But many fathers, they don't want to listen to Jesus. This father, Peter, to take care of his family, he is listening his father, the heavenly father, Jesus. He cast the net, many fishes, multitude, more fishes he got. Then he was calling other friends, come, please come and help us. They came, they filled the two boats, like the sinking, you know, great blessings, happiness. Oh, Peter was thinking, now I am a very great man now. I am happily, I can go to my wife, or I can say her, oh, fix me this, that. He was very happy. Dear friends, dear fathers, what is your situation and my situation? Can we follow Jesus today? Wholeheartedly. Just not becoming, oh, I am a Christian, I am baptized, I am all right, everything. No. Wholeheartedly. You have to surrender wholeheartedly. Today is the Father Day. So you are a father, I am a father. We have to commit ourselves into the Heavenly Father. Dear brothers and sisters, this Peter has become a good father to listen to the Heavenly Father. How? First thing, he wanted to be willing to hear Jesus. He's willing to hear Jesus. He should not say, you are a boy, you are not knowing anything about fish. But he is willing to hear Jesus. The second thing, he is willing to obey his word. He is willing to obey his word. What Jesus tells, I will do. Definitely. No doubt about that. He willing to obey. And thirdly, he willing to repent. We see in this passage, you know, after catching more fishes, he fell down in front of Jesus. He is asking, Father, Lord, I am a sinner. I am a sinner. He's confessing. I am a sinner. No, my son. No, I have forgiven you. From today onwards, I will make you fishers of men. I will make you fishers of men. He is willing to repent and confess. And finally, he is willing to follow Lord Jesus Christ. Dear friends, brothers and sisters, he left his boat. He left behind everything. He has family, of course. But he followed Jesus. He followed Jesus. He that John 8:12 says like this, he that followeth me shall not walk in darkness. His darkness is gone away. His sorrows, everything is gone away. He followed Lord Jesus Christ. He left everything. He followed Jesus. And he is the first father who proclaimed the gospel. Acts chapter 2, the 3,000 people were added into his church. Dear brothers and sisters, today is the Father's Day. What is our job? As fathers we are preaching, as fathers we are taking care of our family, as fathers we are obeying Lord Jesus Christ, as fathers we are willing to forsake all to follow him in perfect way. Dear brothers and sisters, this morning I greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That today is the Father's Day. We are all enjoying. So we wish you happy Father's Day once again. Let us come back to the Word of God. Let us listen to Jesus. Let us follow the Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, in our life, daily lives. If we follow, he's going to be blessing for us. He's going to bless our family. You know, he blessed already our family. Are we not willing to follow the Heavenly Father today? Thank you very much. God bless you. And this is my humble request, kindly pray for me. So I came from the Methodist background. My father is a Methodist minister. I also Methodist minister. My grandfather came from Hinduism. Then since 1981, I joined in Methodist Church. 1982, February 7th, I baptized with our missionaries from the USA. Then from that day onwards, I am preaching the Word of God throughout India. And God has brought me to thank you people in America also. My heartfelt thanks to Brother Jan Swinson and sister. So one sense, he came to India, I think 2001, no sir? No. Then just we are general talking. Then one night we went there and we had good gospel meeting and sitting. I was eating, I was hungry, I was eating, brother is sitting. And so brother has decided to help our Indian brothers at Angel's Palace, Angel's home there. So I am very grateful to you and thank you very much for helping the Indian children as you all, our Father. And thank you very much. Kindly follow the Heavenly Father. You will be blessed forever and ever. Thank you very much. Thank you.